How many games make an NBA postseason? You can't count that high. The field has been winnowed to 8, and it looked for a while like it might get even smaller, but the Los Angeles Lakers pulled out of a losing spiral last night, finally beating the San Antonio Spurs. The Lakers are slouching toward their fourth championship, a four-peat, but the finals are still some ways away. Chicago Sun-Times columnist and Weekend Edition sports commentator Ron Rappaport joins us now on the line. Hey, Ron.
How you doing, Linda?
Well, pretty good.
Good, good.
The Lakers almost descended into the 0-for-3 from which no team has ever recovered in the playoffs.
Well, Phil Jackson once said, Linda, that no playoff series really starts until a team loses at home. So in a way, we're still trying to get a handle on this one. San Antonio looks so good winning those first two games on their home court. But the Lakers barely had to work up a sweat last night. Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal were just brilliant. And pretty soon the only real suspense was whether Jack Nicholson would be around for the end. The referees didn't take kindly to him walking out on the court to express his unhappiness with a call, but he showed good anger management after that. So it really comes down to now what happens tomorrow's game. If the Lakers win, then we've really got a series. If San Antonio comes back, then they'll have things their own way going back to San Antonio for the final games.
The Celtics. What about the Celtics?
Well, they're in big trouble. They're really not long for this world after losing their third straight game to New Jersey. So it looks like the Nets are going to go on to the conference finals. Today's games, you've got the Pistons trying to go 3-up on the 76ers, and Sacramento and Dallas are tied 1-1, and they've got another game today.
So you got to tell us what you think about Michael Jordan, the Washington Wizards, an ugly breakup.
Well, you know, as a basketball player, the Wizards can't have any quarrel with Jordan. He re-energized the franchise's fan base. He drew huge crowds. He gave them the kind of buzz in Washington they haven't had for years. And the restaurant and bar owners around the team's arena are sure going to miss him. But as an executive, he couldn't get the team into the playoffs. And I think his constant sniping at the other players, and apparently some of the team's executives got old after a while. You know, a problem mm-hmm. that superstars have to face when they become coaches right. and executives, Linda, is they just can't understand why the other players can't get the same results they always could. But Jordan will be back. He'll catch on with another team. Not right. in Chicago, I'm afraid. Probably Charlotte or Atlanta. We haven't heard the last from him.
Weekend Edition sports commentator Ron Rappaport speaking from Chicago.